and I'm posted with Kels and Evan. With your girls on the block and it's hard not to pay attention. Booty shorts and halter top, got my man standing attention. Walk by and don't stop like you ain't paying attention, Lord. Party, what's your name and your number? Can I take you out the vibe, get some drinks and feed your hunger? I'm a smooth kind of guy, know they call me the boy wonder. Know the man in your dreams, but this ain't no deep slumber, nah. I see you start to laugh, then you smile, said that was a cute line. And that you digging my style, wouldn't mind giving the time for us to hang a little while. But first you wanna hear what I do and if
I'm on the road doing shows, I'm getting dough. The people love me for my flows, they scream for more. I used to sleep on the floor, now shit has changed. Yeah, the kid do his thing, they scream my name.
When I pull up on you, I'm
the hottest thing in this town. Don't believe, then ask around.
No, I put it down.
Just go and pass your name and your number, just so I can make you mine for the summer.
When I pull up on you,
you the hottest thing I seen around. Head long, plus your booty round.
Can you hold it down?
Just go and pass your name and your number, just so I can make you mine for the summer. It's been a couple of weeks and I got you open. You say I captured your mind and your heart, I stole it. Well, I'm in love with your walk and your voice when you talk. Can't wait to body the pussy, outline it in chalk. Okay, I slow it down, roam around and hold you by the hand. Sundress season, got a nigga like damn. Discuss life over brunch or take a trip to foreign sands or something random. Heard the best things in life ain't really planned. Yes, Lord, we get it poppin', forgetting all that I've been through. You show me all of the things I asked why I ain't been due. The summer's come to an end and I promise I won't forget you. It's just that I'm on my grind and all my shit is
tight. I'm on the road doing shows, I'm getting dough. The people love me for my flows, they scream for more. I used to sleep on the floor, now shit has changed. Yeah, the kid do his thing, they scream my name.
I'm the hottest thing in this town. Don't believe, then ask around.
No, I put it down.
Just go and pass your name and your number, just so I can make you mine for the summer.
When I pull up on you,
you the hottest thing I seen around. Head long, plus your booty round.
Can you hold it down?
Just go and pass your name and your number, just so I can make you mine for the summer.
When I pull up on you,
the Republic.
All right, y'all, we got Kadeem King dropping some serious exclusives in here. Kadeem,
what's up?
Shit is banging. I'm rocking with this. Like, I'm gonna let you rock. I'm gonna let you know. If it's whack, I'm gonna tell you. We might have cut you off a little early in the show.
That's why we here.
That's why we here. But listen, you born and raised East Harlem.
Yes, man.
I have Harlem in common.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school here all my life, you know.
Yeah.
I understand Harlem before gentrification.
Okay.
Tell the people who may not be familiar, what life was like growing up in Harlem and how that affected you and your music now.
Well, how life growing up in Harlem affected me and my music was that I feel like when people hear Harlem, especially people that's not from New York, they always think of flashiness, Dipset,
Diddy, Mace.
Yeah, like cultural things. You feel me? They feel like the only bad thing we got in Harlem is East 125th Street.
It's pretty bad.
It is, but you know, now. It's getting better.
It's, I don't know. It's the apocalypse. Okay. Right.
But nah, like we have real things going on. Like right. We have real like. Is real life shit going on? It's like family drama, single parent homes, baby mother drama, kids selling drugs. It's a whole bunch of real shit that's going on the East Side, and I've been experiencing that since I was young. So basically, how that affected me and my music was that it gave me a story to tell. It helps me depict my vision and my view of Harlem. And with my music, what I'm basically trying to do is I'm trying to tell people how I got through all of these situations. So maybe that when they hear my shit and they going through the same shit, they could use my music to help them get through that and help them overcome something that they didn't know how to get through before.